You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Irish Racing Podcast time again. It's Ballinrobe this evening on Monday, July the 24th. And I'm Andy Holden. I'm going to be looking at seven races there this evening. Competitive stuff as ever at this tight, unique, right-handed venue. Ground at time of recording is good soft. It's actually dried out from the yield. It's soft in the paper. There are one or two little showers forecast in the area, but nothing too substantial to prevent it going from what it's likely to be, as I said, around about good to soft. We've got several decent races there tonight. The handicaps definitely dominate, particularly the 7.35. That looks a particularly strong event in which my best bet on the card runs in that particular contest. We'll crack on, however, with the claimer, which comes up at 5.35. It's over a mile and a quarter. And the horse to concentrate on here is the ever-durable and consistent Six Silver Lane, who once again won quite comfortably last time out at his beloved Dundalk. He often goes really well there at the Ireland's only all-weather venue. And once again, he proved that he's on his day. He's a very difficult horse to catch, breaking out from stall number one in the hands of Colin Keane, who's riding on the crest of a wave at the moment. This horse never, ever looked like getting beaten. He won in a very fast time as well. It's just whether Colin can navigate a passage from stall 14 on this occasion, right out on the wing, because that sometimes is very tricky to do here at Ballinrobe with a short run to the bend. But at the end of the day, he's not going to get any horses on his left-hand side either when he traps out. So hopefully he should be able to get across. And if he does get to the front, once again, he's going to be very difficult to beat. And it's not as if he hasn't got any turf form either. He's won quite a few times on the grass, including at Ayr and Musselburgh in 2015. So everything looks set for him. Quite a weak-looking claimer for Six Silver Lane to follow up that Dundalk victory a few weeks ago.
Race 2.
On to the 6.05, a not a particularly strong looking race by any stretch of the imagination. The fact that Thomas O'Malley, who's a maiden after 11 starts, is third favourite here around about 7-2, tells you all you need to know about this contest. So there's a good chance that the front two in the market will dominate here. Winston Wolfe and Alaida from the Dermot Wells stable. Winston Wolfe, he's done nothing wrong in two starts. First of all, he caught the eye with a decent fourth behind High Haven in quite a good race at the Curragh on his debut. Nothing wrong either with his run last time out, as Diodorus took the whole home straight to wear down Darren Bunyan's charge in that mile and a quarter contest. And Diodorus was rated 89 going into that contest, so he's obviously run up to a fair standard there. We know he goes with a bit of ease in the ground, and he's well drawn as well, and he likes to race prominently, which is definitely tactics which often suit this track. Alaida, well, she would have probably been the automatic choice had Dermot Wells' horses been anything kind of reasonable form, but the Master of Rosewell is just absolutely bang out of nick, which is really a little bit of a concern with Galway coming up next week, because he wouldn't want to be going into that meeting winnerless for the past 2 or 3 weeks. But that's exactly what the case is. So even though she did run well first time out behind Pocket Full of Dreams, and the form has worked out quite well with the likes of Breeze and Kalami running well since, you'd have to have a little bit of a shadow of doubt over the whole stable rather than anything else. So Winston Wolfe on process elimination is the choice there in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the first of the handicaps then, which comes up at 6.35. It's a mile and a quarter contest. Quite a wide open race as well, around about 3-1 the field at time of recording. Level intensity probably sets a standard on what he's achieved so far this season, with a win at Garvan Park three starts ago being his highlight. Nothing wrong with his last run the other day when he travelled really well in that race, eventually won by Less of That, his old rival. But the two of them pull well clear of the rest of the field to suggest that they're both still very much on the upgrade. Empress Leia, I thought she ran really well down in Killarney the other day. Unfortunately, she bumped into a horse who was very well handicapped in the shape of Always Dancing from the Jura Lion stable. And of course, that horse went on to win and boost the form the other day with another victory. So it's arguable that Princess Leia has got probably some of the best form coming into this race. It's just whether she gets the extra distance here tonight. Of course, this will be the first time that she's run beyond a mile. you add into the mix horses like Binary Code, who were definitely well handicapped on the pick of their form, and Detailed, who ran quite well down in Hamilton the last time we saw him. And this is very competitive stuff. But Level Intensity, I think he does set a very high standard for the rest to live up to. And hopefully he can provide Jim Bolger with yet another winner. Of course, the stable going really well at the moment.
Race 4.
On to the fourth race then, the 7.05, a mile and a quarter handicap. Look no further here than Palmonis from the locally trained Michael Flannery stable. Now, this horse went into its last race, bang out of form, and looking as though when its next win was going to come from. But lo and behold, up it popped at a big price. And I didn't think there was any fluke about it either, because this horse won in such a relative ease that it's easy to make a case for it to win off at just a £5 higher mark. Indeed, that race that he contested the other day was very competitive in the nature of the horses that were going into it in form, such as USA, and particularly Try Again, who was going in there off the back of a hat-trick. So, as I said, the overall performance was a pretty good one. Time figure was good, and this horse does go quite well with a little bit of ease in the ground as well. So this four-year-old filly's got every chance here of following up, in my opinion, because Vastanair, the favourite, he's a little bit more harder to win with nowadays than he was in the past. And with Galway around the corner, you can imagine that Kevin Prendergast's charge will probably not be as totally fully tuned up as one might have expected with Ballybrit on the horizon.
Race 5.
On to the 7.35 then, and my best bet on the card runs here in the shape of What's the Plot, who's available at back around about the 4-1 mark this morning. Actually was 8-1 in places with some firms, which seemed a little bit big for a horse who's got excellent form here at his beloved Ballinrobe. He ran quite well actually last year in a very competitive handicap. That's when he came here off the back of a win at Wexford. He was sent off 4-1 favourite. Unfortunately, the combination of a bad trip all the way through the race from stall 14 eventually cost him the race, but he didn't get beat that far. He actually only got beat 2 lengths when he finished behind Highland Fling. And that run has been supplemented a couple of times subsequently with a couple of decent efforts over hurdles recently. He managed to win here at the last meeting when he came from a good bit back to win quite comfortably, and with several of those horses in that race going on to win next time out, including Ben Rumson and Touch of Gold, the form is there for all to see. Nothing wrong with his run the last time he went over hurdles either at Downpatrick. He travelled really well into that contest beyond Andrax, but unfortunately he just couldn't quite cope with the winner, who, of course, is now 3-for-3 at that very unique undulating venue. So there's nothing wrong with that performance. Back on the flat off a mark, similar to the one that he won last when we last saw him on the level at Wexford. I do think this horse will go very, very well in that 7.35. So What's the Plot, very confident choice there.
Race number 6.
On to the 8.05, and Slaney Street looks the one to be with here. Following his victory down in Roscommon the other day when he made all the running. Tactics very suited to this tight right-handed venue here this evening. That's not for the first time that this horse has raced prominently and put up a decent performance. And that run also 3 starts ago looks really good on paper. That's worked out well. The run behind Zeftan from the Adrian Keithley stable, of course, is an absolute diamond at the Curragh. Generally a consistent horse who often runs his race, win or lose. I think Slaney Street should get the better of a Black Label, who looks the main danger on paper, having finished second, and a good one at that behind Lord Justice the other day at Leopardstown.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which comes up as a mile 5 maiden at 8.35. And High Haven should, in all intents and purposes, get her head in front this evening. She's already been a bit unlucky, really, to get a race taken off of her at the Curragh when, in my eyes, she won on merit. And she just got nutted literally right on the line here the last time when Miss Marden came with a flying run down the outside to win in the shadows of the post. The form of that race, despite the close proximity of the first three, has worked out really well because Powers Bomb, the third, has gone on to bolt up subsequently at Roscommon next time out. There was long distances back to the third and fourth as well. So this horse definitely sets a really good standard. Do keep an eye on Princely Con. One would imagine with Ballybrit only a week away that this horse is having his final preparations for the Galway Hurdle, a race, of course, which he was third last year behind Clondor Warrior. So do keep an eye on him for future reference. But High Haven surely has got every chance of putting matters right here this afternoon, or this evening. And with Pat Smullen on board, hopefully that'll be the case there for the William Mullins trained filly. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to do it all again tomorrow. We're going to be taking a look at Ballinrobe's 7-race evening programme beginning at 5:40. So until then, it's a very goodbye from me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.